Ay, bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Hey, Bobo, welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast. I'm Professor Knowledge, Professor Kone Kife. As always, before we get started with our episodes, I would like to start out with breath and prayer. So let's start with our breath. We're going to breathe in together three times. Inhale serenity, exhale fear, inhale acceptance, exhale doubt, inhale optimism, exhale uncertainty. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of the West, East, North, and South. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of Earth, Water, Fire, and air, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects all of us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Thank you for the moment to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with love, light, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared as well as understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshanago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. As we've spoke about in season one, season two is primarily focused on loving on the laws. And I decided before we jump into this season's focus, I have curated just a handful of what I'm going to call a pre-season list of topics that provide what I think would be grounding in order to begin talking about each of the laws individually. So I'm going to, in the next couple of episodes, we're going to cover a number of different topics. And we'll probably end up covering a couple more kind of sort of related topics at the end of this season as well. To kick it off today, we're going to be talking about the soul, our soul, your soul. And why is the soul important in Haitian Vodou? Why is understanding our soul in Haitian Vodou also important? So you may be asking yourself, why are we starting a season that's supposed to be dedicated to the laws? Why are we starting with this and other types of topics like this? Contrary to maybe, what's kind of popular belief or kind of what we see on the internet as kind of the mainstream narratives around Haitian Vodou outside of the stereotype. So there's kind of two, when I look up online, I see kind of two categories of narratives when it comes to Haitian Vodou. So I typically, unfortunately, still see a lot of stereotypes and a lot of, accusation, shaming, judgment, and all that entails, right? And all of that manifest. On the flip side, I see a lot of what I'm going to call it Vodou aesthetics, right? You see a lot of, really cool ceremonies and people in pretty outfits. You see spirit possession and other types of kind of, spiritual related aesthetics that looks, from the outside looking in may look really cool, look very intriguing. To some eye, it may even look exotic. And I want to kind of be able to create a bridge, right? So yes, there is a certain aesthetic to Vodou that takes place. And it looks different depending on the community, the lineage, the location, etc. That's going to look different and it's going to manifest in various different ways. However, at the end of the day, if we were to really laser focus in on what's important as a Vodouisa, as a Vodou practitioner, Haitian Vodou at the end of the day is really about you. It is about you and your earthly mission in this incarnation. It is about your ancestors and your ability to carry your lineage's legacy forward, which goes back to your mission. And it's about your laws, which again, we're going to be spending most of the season talking about. Everything else, all the other pretty things and all the aesthetics, is really pomp and circumstance. And so if we were to really begin to talk about the laws, I really felt it was necessary to have the conversations we're going to be having over the next couple of episodes. Because part of decolonizing Haitian voodoo is also putting a mirror and decolonizing yourself. Part of decolonizing Haitian voodoo is healing yourself, right? Healing yourself from things that may be holding you back, or things you're just maybe not aware of, or things you need to dig deeper into. Part of decolonizing Haitian voodoo is also liberating yourself, Aye Bobo. And so the goal of, you know, this episode and the next couple episodes that we're going to do before we like really kick off the season is to create a sense of awareness, right? It's create a sense of awareness. Going back to Haitian voodoo being about you, that means that there is sometimes there's some inner work, right? There's some inner work that we each need to take on. And it is necessary in order to set up the right type of temple, if you will, right? Physical temple, to set up the right environment within ourselves in order for us to better understand ourselves, but for us to be able to truly begin to understand the laws. And part of that work helps with ancestral remembrance, right? It's remembering who you are. It's remembering your lineage. It's remembering your ancestry and remembering why you came and why you incarnated on the earth, particular at this moment in time. And I really believe, and I think I said this towards the end of season one, I really believe that season two is all about loving on the laws. I really believe in order to truly love on the laws, you really have to know and love yourself, you know, and part of loving yourself is working. And it's an ongoing process, right? It's, you know, no one's perfect. I'm certainly not perfect, right? So this is an ongoing work. And I like the word becoming, right? So we're constantly in a state of becoming, right? And part of that state of becoming is knowing what you need to know, at least in this context from a Haitian voodoo lens, in order to create a more holistic, a more healthier version of your highest self that allows you to have an even deeper connection with your laws. So we're going to start, you know, with the concept of the soul today and helping you understand, you know, why that aspect is important. And as I kind of share, you know, I'm going to share some perspectives. Keep in mind that I am not, by any chance, I am not a therapist. I am not any sort of like medical professional. I am an individual that is continuing. I'm on a journey of becoming myself. I'm on a continuous journey. I've mentioned time and time again that I am a lifelong student of voodoo, meaning as I do these types of episodes, I'm constantly learning on my individual journey. And so I share, you know, the aspects in today's episode, not from a place of expertise, but more from a place of awareness, right? For you to be able to understand your own awareness, and to be able to take kind of what's shared as like planting the seed, if you will, for you to go out and do more research as you feel called to do so, right? As you decide to step more into your own spiritual journey. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacerito@gmail.com. That's AGUACEDITO at gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacerito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSAMBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian voodoo cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. So we think about why the soul, right? Why are we going to talk about the soul? So think of the soul, think of your specific soul as sort of your spiritual anatomy, right? So when we think about an anatomy, people think about the body, the physical body. The soul essentially is sort of like a spiritual anatomy. And for you to be able to really love on the laws, to effectively work on the laws, understanding your spiritual anatomy is very grounding, right? And it can help clue you into different aspects of yourself. In our next episode, we're going to talk about shadow work. This is kind of a, you know, talking about the soul is kind of an introduction to the concept of shadow work, which is also super important, right? And I think what's really interesting is that if we think about our soul and we think about how the laws interact with us, Each of us and who we are as individuals, we are each a vessel. You remember we talked in season one, we talked about the fact that the laws are essentially energetic signatures of human expression, of elements of nature. Many of them are primordial forces of nature. And because they're energetic signatures, right? And we're going to talk about energy in a moment here. You know, the laws, they don't kind of just float, you know, in the air. They interact with our body. And when you think about And again, you know, you'll hear this in a couple more episodes. When you think about how we interact with our laws, whether that is through dreams, whether that is through possession, we can feel them in our bodies, right? So we are essentially a vessel, each aspect of us. And so when we don't know our spiritual anatomy, at least from a Haitian Vodou lens, we sometimes don't know, or we sometimes maybe feel disconnected, but we're not sure why, right? So the more that you're aware of who you are and how you're showing up in the spiritual realm, the better it is for you to be able to clue in to different aspects of yourself, but also to clue in with the laws. Also to clue in, let's say, you know, I'm going to talk about some example of different types of symptoms. Sometimes we may be having physical symptoms that's not just with our body, it may be something spiritually related. So how do we tether into that? How do we, you know, create that sense of awareness, right? So knowing and understanding that we are all vessels, right? We are working vessels, and we are vessels serving the laws. That's an important concept to think about when it comes to spiritual anatomy. And obviously, I know, you know, within, like, if you think about like Western, sometimes Christian perspectives, you'll hear language like our body is our temple. It's a similar concept, right? In terms of us being vessels for interactions, for connections with the divine, with the laws, right? It's also important to understand your soul in order to have boundaries, for you to know how to protect yourself. And I mentioned this, I think, in one of the season finales, where protecting ourselves, knowing things like if we give our birthday, we give someone our picture, we leave certain aspects of ourselves. Remember, in Haitian Vodou, our body is sacred. Every piece of our body is sacred. Information about who we are is sacred, right? So if we are operating in a space of spirituality, knowing how to set the right boundaries to protect our energy, knowing to set the right boundaries in order to protect, you know, our state of mind, right? So that we are not, dominated by others, or people be able to control us in that regard. That's also very liberating, because we know who we are and we know all the aspects and components of who we are. Being able to actually knowing the different parts of your soul and knowing how they tether into different realms, which we're going to talk about today as well, it helps you think of it like almost like a radio, right? It helps you know how to tune in to the right frequency within the spiritual channel or within the laws that you're trying to connect with, right? It makes it easier for you to be able to discern certain types of aspects when you're able to really connect on this specific level. And this is not something that, as I'm kind of sharing these, these benefits, this is something that you learn, you know, you kind of create that sense of awareness, you do your research, you learn, and then you work towards mastery. This is something that, you know, it takes years and years and years in order to be tapped in, inner tapped in, and be able to connect with yourself on that type of level, right? So if you're hearing this and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to protect my energy, or I'm not sure how to communicate on a certain frequency and knowing, don't worry about any of that stuff. Like, today is just all about creating a sense of awareness to go from not knowing to knowing, and then you know, being able to continue to further learn, further explore, and think about what these things mean for you, right? And, you know, part of building relationships with the laws, you know, we talked about the laws and the rest, it's a reciprocal relationship that we have. In order for us to create reciprocal, healthy relationships with the laws, we have to show up as whole as we can, right? Because the healthier we are, the more self-aware we are, the more we can connect with our laws, and the more we can deepen our practice, deepen our experiences, and ultimately, deepen the realization of our life's missions and our life's goals. So think of it as, you know, the more we are tethered in this way, the more that, you know, we can grow and, you know, honestly become, you know, even more powerful within our own particular world. So why is the soul? So I'm going to break down the different parts of the soul in a moment here. But why is the soul so important when it comes to Haitian Vodou? Within Vodou, each individual soul, think of it as like a seat of power, right? Each of us, through our soul, has a direct connection, not only to the laws, it has a direct connection to our ancestral, our bloodline, but it also has a direct connection to Bonje, right? To God. And so our soul is essentially like a spiritual footprint. It's how we are recognized and how we are able to communicate with the divine. And I think what's also interesting about the soul is that it transcends death. So there's aspects of the soul that actually, once a person passes away, there's different parts of the soul that goes into different realms, if you will. We know that the physical body stays here on earth. But in terms of your overall soul, in terms of like, let's say your global lunge, they move on, right? And they live on forever. And there's that sense of reincarnation. So it's important to be aware of that. But the, you know, what's also really important to understand is that our soul, aspects of our soul, carries not only our ancestral lineage, it carries all the amazing traits and strengths that we have, but it also carries karma, right? It carries unresolved trauma. It carries a lot of, you know, various different things from generation, and it's passed on from generation to generation. And that's why, you know, I can't wait to talk about shadow work. We're also going to talk about in another episode, we're going to talk about generational curses. Your soul is essentially a footprint, a blueprint to your ancestral lineage, both in terms of all the great things that are great, all its strengths, all its what I call spiritual genius, but also all of the weight of the karma and legacy and unresolved trauma that you continue to move forward and help the lineage move forward. In an essay, Dr. Kira Malika Daniels, she writes about the soul from a Haitian Vodou lens. And I want to share a quick passage that she mentions. So in this passage, Dr. Malika Daniels writes, "It is not a singular soul residing only in the body, but rather several soul selves, each with their own character, purpose, identity, and responsibility to the person. The head and body thus function as vessels. A person's head is a minor vessel of their most innermost soul, the Guobon Unj, along with their guiding master or mistress spirit, the Loa Metet." And we're going to talk about Metet. We may talk about that towards the end of the season. So I'm going to put a pin in what a Metet is. A Metet is kind of, think about like your personal guardian angel, or your head. In other Afro-diasporic religions, you may hear it called the Ori. That is what's considered the Loa Metet. So let me go back to Dr. Malika Daniels' passage. So she continues, "A person's body is a major vessel of a multitude of souls, including the Tibo Ange, the Num, and the Zetual. For this reason, I refer to these entities of the person as head pot and body pot. Vodou cosmology beholds a person's head and body as sacred vessels of the soul, so the language that links bodies and heads with pots is essential in understanding the multi-soul complex and the Haitian world sense." So I think these are really, really important. So, you know, overall, there are five components of the self that we are going to cover, but specifically within Haitian Vodou. And within each each component of our soul, let's just say, each component is tethered to different dimensions or different realms. So I think that's also interesting how they're each tethered. And that is how we can have, you know, sometimes we can have spiritual, mystical experiences. We can do things like dream and feel like we are flying in our dreams, right? Because we are astral traveling, right? So it is because of these different components. And I love how Dr. Malika Daniels talks about the head pot and body pot, because when we think about the five components of the soul, essentially it is kind of a categorizing of a head pot and a body pot. So we'll start with, I'm going to start with first the physical body, right? So the physical, your physical body, which is called a kokadav, that's the Creole word, right? And so the physical body is essentially that flesh, the flesh and blood body vessel, what we see. And you'll hear sometimes people use terms like avatar, right? We'll sometimes hear people say we're not, you know, we are not bodies, you know, living a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings, you know, living within our bodies. And so when we think about the physical body, it is animated and it is sustained by the various different spiritual components of our soul. And the physical body, it comes into the earth. So we are born into this earth, but it also remains in the earth. And when we think about the earthly realm, or sometimes it's called the material realm. Sometimes you'll hear people refer to it as the physical realm, right? And the body, going back to it being a temple and a vessel, the body must be respected, cleansed, and cared for. And so it is important to understand that those different aspects. So if we find that ourselves, we find that our physical body may not be, let's say, in spiritual alignment within its higher self, we sometimes can have symptoms, right? So it's important if you're having different types of symptoms, this is where, you know, knowing the different symptoms that you're having and being able to kind of decouple it a little bit further to kind of be able to identify the root cause of why you're having certain symptoms can be really important. And I'm going to, before I go into like what are some of the symptoms if your physical body is not within spiritual alignment, before I go into that, I just want to say a quick disclaimer, right? Because the symptoms I'm going to share, these are just example symptoms that could happen. It is not a one size fit all, right? Because just because you have particular symptoms does not mean that there's an issue with your physical body or an issue with your Thibault Ange or your Zetoile, right? I'm sharing them as illustrative symptoms for you to consider and be aware of. Again, this is awareness because I am not a medical professional, and I'm not speaking about this from as a spiritual healer, right? I'm really giving information so that you can dig deeper in order for you to find the root cause of what you may be experiencing. And this is why going back to knowing yourself and being in tune with yourself is really, really important in voodoo. Also keep in mind, another quick disclaimer before I share any symptoms is that not everything we experience on the earthly realm is essentially spiritual in nature. Right. Sometimes certain things may be like, you know, there may be a mental situation, or it may be a health situation. Right. So making sure to learn how to discern, to know when, okay, there's something that's spiritually happening to my body or to different aspects of my soul or myself versus, hey, maybe I need to go to the doctor. Maybe I need to seek out preventative care. I need to go get something checked out for a medical diagnosis. Knowing that not everything is spiritual is really important as a vodouizan, because if we put everything as spiritual, we can sometimes miss opportunities to seek out earthly healing, which is sometimes going to the doctor, right? And being able to get a specific diagnosis to be able to help you live. So just again, I wanna, as I share these, I just wanna again be mindful for people to create the right type of balance when hearing this information and with interpreting, you know, what you decide to do with this information. Okay, having said all of that, so sometimes if we have our physical body is not within alignment, we know it, right? We know when we are not our best selves, right? But if it may be spiritually related, right? I'm not talking about having symptoms like a cold or, you know, having, you know, waking up with a headache or something like that. This is like over a period of time. Let's say if you find yourself with constant chronic fatigue. Or you have unexplained sickness. You go to the doctor, you go to, you know, different doctors, different specialists, you're having certain symptoms and they can't find it. They don't know what is wrong, right? No matter what medicine you take, nothing's working. Sometimes that may be a sign that there's a physical, you may be having physical experiences that are spiritually related. Heaviness in our body, right? We have that sense of heaviness. We feel, even if, let's say if we rest, we go to sleep, we wake up, we still feel sluggish even after resting, even after sleeping, right? Sometimes that can be created because there are, you know, there may be something spiritually happening. There may be blockages or certain types of stagnant energy that may be, you know, housed within our physical body. So being able to be aware of that can help you potentially tap into ways to heal, right? And healing can look a lot of different ways. I'm probably going to do a separate episode just on healing. I feel like healing can probably be its own season, to be honest. But just for the sake of purposes, just know that sometimes if we are experiencing something spiritually and our physical body is not within spiritual alignment, this is the example of illustrative symptoms that we may be experiencing. So going back to the five, so the physical body was number one. Number two, the second component of the self or the soul is what we call the guo bong ang. And sometimes you hear, in English, it would be said as the big good angel. So the guo bong ang, think of this as like, I like to consider this like the breath of life, right? So every time you breathe in and you breathe out, we are experiencing the guo bong ang in action, right? The guo bong ang is essentially the universal life force. It is the life force that connects us to all living beings. It is the consciousness, essentially, that keeps the body, keeps the physical body alive, right? It resides, when we think about the guo bong ang and where it resides in, I would call it kind of in the universal energy within the life force realm, right? And it is what connects us to every single living thing on the planet. So when we talk about the fact that we are all connected with the animals, we're connected with the trees, we're connected with any kind of item, object that is living, right? Is breathing in and out, is breathing in and out the life force. And in whatever way that it does that, that is that interconnectedness with our guo bong ang. So it's important to understand that our guo bong ang also links us to the ancestral plane, right? And it links us to the overall communal plane, right? The communal plane of all living things. And I think that's really important to be aware of, right? So think about it. Every time you breathe in and out, you are connecting with your guo bong ang in action, which is why you'll sometimes hear when someone takes their last breath, essentially their guo bong ang essentially leaves, you know, just like how the physical body remains in the here in the in the earthly realm, the global Anj kind of goes back into that like universal energy space. It goes back into the life force realm once a person passes away. Now, if a person's global Anj may not be in spiritual alignment, sometimes, again, these are illustrative symptoms, but sometimes, you know, you'll hear people use words like, man, they felt like their life, they've had like the life sucked out of them. You'll sometimes hear words like that being said, like if someone trying to express how they're feeling. We sometimes, if you're having a sense of just low vitality, like just not having that, you know, vitality, that go get them, not feeling motivated, just kind of feeling like, you know, our battery is not charged, right? Or sometimes if we are recovering from illness or having stress, but we seem to just not be able to fully recover, just kind of in a fog, that can sometimes be related to spiritual misalignment with our Guo Bon Anj, right? And that can happen because of a number of different things. But I just want to kind of share just high level symptoms that can happen when that part of ourselves is not within spiritual alignment of where we need to be. The third component is called the Tibon Ange. So this is the little good angel. And think of the little good angel as essentially our essence. You know, it is where we have our personality, it is our thoughts, it is the memories that we have, our ego, how we make choices in life, our character. You know, the Tibon Ange can also be governed. It governs our emotions, it governs like the decisions that we make, and it's a very fragile part of who we are. Because it can be affected by trauma. It can be affected by, let's just say, like black magic. And the Tibon Ange lives in the astral realm. So when we find that we are, you know, if you dream, or you find yourself in, you know, having certain dreams where you're, you know, talking to people in your dreams, you know, interacting or that sort of thing, that is typically, that's your Tibon Ange being activated, because the Tibon Ange lives in the astral realm. It lives in the psychic realm. And it's we are connected with it regularly while we sleep, right? So it's really important to understand it is the essence of who we are, because you think about it, this is the seat of our personality, our thoughts, our memory, our consciousness. It essentially is what makes you you. Right, is your Tibon Ange. But it can also be informed by past trauma. So if you or your ancestors have experienced significant trauma in the past, in past lives, it can actually show up within your Tibon Ange in different ways of how you think about things, in terms of maybe past memories sometimes. Maybe in your personality, it can show up. So, but just being aware of that, it is an aspect of yourself that is very fragile and must be constantly protected. So if the Tibon Ange, which again is a little good angel, if the Tibon Ange is not in spiritual alignment, sometimes that can show up as you feeling like foggy or feeling disconnected from life. Maybe sometimes feeling like you're confused, you're not sure exactly what decisions to make. And this is chronic confusion, right? Chronic feelings of disconnection. This is not just, okay, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I'm confused about, you know, what I'm going to do for my day. Like this is like when you're in a state of constant fogginess, constant confusion with your decision making, constant state of, you know, just feeling like you just don't have willpower. Maybe if you're constantly having a lot of like weird dreams sometimes, that can also be where there may be a clue into something related to your Tibon Ange. So just kind of being aware of, you know, kind of this disconnections that you may have can clue in to some spiritual misalignment when it comes to your Tibon Ange. So number four is what we call the numb, right? The numb or the soul. And think of the numb as, think of that, like that's like the divine spark, right? That's the divine spark that we all have. And it is our direct connection to God, right? It's that divine light that connects us between being human and being a spiritual being, right? That overall connection. So it's really interesting that the soul never dies, right? And sometimes the soul is, you'll hear words like the higher self, right? So we think about whether you use the word soul or use the higher self, it typically lives at the divine realm, right? The highest self, it lives at the highest spiritual plane with Bonje. And when you hear sometimes if an ancestor is elevated in Haitian Vodou, when an ancestor is elevated in Haitian Vodou into becoming a loa, that loa is essentially their soul, that individual's soul that becomes a loa. Because again, the soul is the highest, you know, it's the highest spiritual link that you have to God. And it is the part, like the soul, which never dies, is the part of yourself that essentially is reborn. It is reintegrated back into a cycle of life. It is reincarnated, right? So the soul never dies, and the soul is connected, to the highest spiritual plane, directly with Bonje. If a person's soul is not within spiritual alignment, sometimes it can show up as like deep emptiness. Individuals may feel like a loss of meaning in life. They may feel that sense of feeling cut off, so to speak, to the divine. They may have just a profound sense of despair, right? And again, these are, you know, when someone is going through something really, really traumatic, and there may be some feelings of not having that sense of alignment. So just being aware of what that could feel like is important. And then the last component, the fifth component of ourself or our soul, is what we call the zetoile, right? And the zetoile means the star, right? And your star is essentially your destiny. Because remember, we each came to the earthly realm. We all come here with spiritual contracts, right? Spiritual contracts we've already set with the divine that lays out what it is that we have incarnated on this earthly realm to do. And so each individual person has a particular destiny. They have a particular fate, right? And your zetoile essentially holds, it's kind of like the blueprint to your purpose. It's the blueprint to your spiritual path. It's the blueprint to your highest potential here on the earthly realm. And it's really interesting is that your zetoile is your destiny, and it is inherited, right? I think it's really interesting. I remember as a child, I would hear elders talk about the zetoile. Like, I don't remember them talking as much about the other components of the soul, but I remember specifically the zetoile, because the zetoile resides in what we call the celestial realm. And I've heard elders say that if we look at the stars in the sky, the stars essentially represent, each star represents a person's zetoile. And that was like kind of like the folklore that I remember growing up hearing. And I also remember hearing, and I'm curious if maybe other listeners have heard the same growing up, I've always heard that when we see a shooting star, so sometimes you may notice, you know, from time to time you see a shooting star in the sky, when we see a shooting star of a zetoile, that is essentially the zetoile of someone dying, you know, so it's shooting because it's, you know, someone's is passing away, or vice versa, if we see a star ascending into the sky, that is a person that's being born. So it's really, and so again, that was folklore. I don't know how much truth there is to that folklore, but that, I remember that was a story I would hear elders share with me as a child growing up. So what's really interesting is that even if a person is off path, right? And if you're off path to your zetwa, some of the symptoms that you maybe see, again, these are chronic constant symptoms you may see coming up or surfacing in your life. You may see things like constant misfortune. So it's like no matter what you try, everything you try, like nothing seems to go right, right? Nothing seems to, you know, a person that's in a constant state of, you know, losing money, losing deals, just things not constantly not going right, even if they've had efforts, if they tried their efforts. Sometimes people feel, you know, they feel like they're not on the right path. You know, we kind of intuitively know if we're on the right path or if we find ourselves constantly in repeating destructive cycles where we kind of continue to go through the same cycle over and over again, just with different people, with different locations, you know, doors of opportunity constantly closing without any real reason. That can sometimes lend to there being an issue or, you know, some sort of spiritual misalignment with Zetwa. I think the positive thing to be aware of is that even if your Zetwa is blocked or clouded for whatever the various different reasons are, you can always seek to reclaim, right? You can seek to realign your destiny. If you feel that sense of loss, that sense of disconnection, you feel that constant cycle. And again, you know, we'll talk about generational curses in a couple of episodes here. So just be mindful, being aware of these different components and really asking yourself questions about like how you're feeling, how are you connected, you know, are you on the right path? You know, do you feel like, you know, you're in a state of flow? Do you feel that you're in a constant state of feeling emptiness, feeling like something is off, feeling like, you know, that just that sense of confusion, you know, just keeping in mind, you know, what I always say, the first thing to do, if you're finding yourself, you know, with these types of symptoms, I always say pray, right? Always go back to prayer. I talked about ancestral veneration. I think sometimes getting your ancestors involved, whether it's, you know, you're praying to God, you're praying to your ancestors to help guide you to where you need to be. Because sometimes there are spiritual or energetic blockages that may be holding you back in some way from a spiritual lens. And again, not everything is spiritual. So always look, right? Always seek to evaluate and try to find holistic solutions, right? Not just spiritual solutions, but also what are some other things you can do in your life, right? How are ways you can take accountability for the decisions you're making, right? For the work that you're entailed, for how you kind of, you know, move about day to day, your character, right? So think of it like, you know, this is just one leg of a multi-leg approach of different ways to consider and be able to connect with yourself and with your soul. That is it for today's episode. I'm gonna close us out in prayer. Stay tuned for our next kind of preseason episode. We're gonna talk about shadow work. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints and spirits and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, whose wisdom and sacrifices have paved the way for our existence. Thank you to all of our ancestors near and far. Thank you for encircling us with your love, your strength, and your eternal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aibobo, Agoago, Bo Asao, Alaso, Awoshenago, Jabodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa Sen Bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerrito podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.